The Richest Man in Britain by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith. Episode 2, The Elephant in the Room.
Come on, boy. Come and take it. Don't be shy. Come on. Here you go, come on. All of it. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Who's a good boy?
You spoil that elephant, Dave.
Look at him. Beautiful, isn't he?
Was that a whole ginger cake?
And not stupid either. That's the thing about your elephant, Don. He's a fearsomely intelligent beast.
Yeah, you wouldn't automatically think so from talking to him.
Your horse now, for instance. Everyone's forever crediting horses with brains. Oh, he's a horse. He's so clever. But I'll tell you something about horses that not a lot of people know. If you take a horse down to the sea and push it in, it'll start swimming, right?
I assume. It's not something I've often done, to be honest.
Trust me, it will. Push a horse into the sea and it will start swimming. But here's the thing. It'll just carry on. It'll head off, swimming, and just carry on in a straight line out towards the horizon. Deeper and deeper. The waves growing higher and higher. Its little legs churning away under the surface. Until its poor gasping body is consumed by exhaustion and it sinks to a watery doom.
You've done it, haven't you?
Done what?
The thing you just described, pushing a horse into the sea.
I was on tour with a band, all right. These things happen.
Blimey, Dave, what were you thinking of?
The memory of it still traumatises.
And?
We just watched it disappear.
Well, who knows, maybe it reached an island.
Possibly.
Or perhaps it was spotted by a container ship.
Do you think so?
Well, yeah, a container ship bound for South America whose gentle crew hauled it out of the water and took it onto a new life of freedom and happiness in the grasslands of the Pampas.
It could have happened that way, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
What a relief. You know, for years, Dom, I felt guilty about that horse. And completely needlessly, as it turns out.
Yeah, don't mention it.
Pushing that horse into the sea was probably the biggest favour we could have done it.
Oh, almost certainly.
Anyway, my point is, your elephant, in a similar set of circumstances, wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't get spotted by a container ship.
Wouldn't swim and swim blindly out to sea in a straight line. At some point, it would turn round and head back for dry land. And do you know why?
Because that's where it left its tail?
Because, unlike a horse, it's clever enough to work out that that's the smart thing to do. And that's how we can tell that elephants are intelligent.
Yeah. Well, if he's so clever, why is he eating the remote for the television?
Mr. Tumble! Drop it! Drop!
Yes,
drop!
Got more clouds.
This connection of four...
Harry Schumacher pissed.
Damn it!
Are you sure you're happy with him roaming loose like this?
I stand by that decision, Dom. It just seems more natural to me, and you could hardly say there isn't room round here.
I know, but the pen was pretty large too. He had his own forest and everything.
Yeah, but it eventually reached a wall. He was still a caged animal in that sense, and there's something soul-destroying about that. Whereas here in the house, you can walk and walk and walk.
Has anyone actually walked from one end of this house to the other, from the front door, say, to the French windows, without stopping for a night, I mean?
A couple of the kids tried when they were younger, some sponsored thing. But we had to stop them because their little legs were going all wobbly.
You still reach walls in the end.
Ah, but we all reach walls eventually, Don. And start hammering on them. Beating against them, screaming. Turning our nails on them. Anyway, Mr. Tumble's been much happier these last couple of days.
He's ruined that leather sofa, though.
That's just some frustration he's working off, I think. He's become pretty house-trained, really. You know, I'd drive out and see him sometimes in his pen, and often I'd find him just standing there, staring out across his waterfall. And there was a kind of sadness in his eyes that I couldn't bear to see. But you know me, I'm funny about elephants.
Ever since Trunksky.
You never forget your first elephant, Dom.
That was a sad business, over Trunksky.
I still miss him. But he wasn't the same after that photo shoot, you know, with all the flash guns. You've got to be so careful around elephants.
Hmm. Good album cover, though.
Yeah, one of the best. The girl in the bikini wasn't faking that expression, you know. That was genuine fear.
Well, when that amount of animal comes at you that fast...
Brilliant. And that's another thing about elephants. They're not just clever, they're really quick. When they're angry, anyway. It's funny. You know, when you think about what Trunksky came to mean to me, and what Mr. Tumble here has come to mean to me, in his own way, yet I wouldn't even have thought of adopting an elephant, really, if I hadn't been so desperate to get rid of some money.
Oh, your eternal problem, Dave.
It's why I look up to Michael Jackson.
Really?
Look at that Neverland thing he built in his garden. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars there, leaking away for year after year. I go and do something similar, and it ends up turning pear-shaped straight away.
Alton Towers has brought a lot of holidaymakers a lot of pleasure, Dave.
Oh, Mr. Tumble.
All over the Bang & Olufsen.
It's all right, I'll get it.
Cleaning staff to Zone 9. Spillage in Zone 9.
Now, you haven't forgotten about Andy, have you?
No, I haven't forgotten about Andy. I only wish I had forgotten about Andy. I've been dreading it since he put it in the diary.
I thought you quite liked Andy.
I do quite like Andy. Bit sensitive, maybe, bit full of himself. Bit likely to fly off the handle at the slightest prompting. But, you know, he was the singer. It's in the job description. It's not Andy that's the problem, though. It's what Andy's going to want to talk about.
Well, how do you know what Andy's going to want to talk about?
Because Andy only ever wants to talk about one thing.
Getting back together.
Exactly. A reunion. One last big money-spinning tour. Like, I need money-spinning. My money seems to do enough spinning on its own.
Well, I don't know. He's only popping over for an hour or two. Maybe you could keep him off the subject.
Yeah, right. I reckon I'd have an easier time keeping Mr. Tumble off that leather sofa.
Cleaning team, where's the spillage?
You're standing in it.
Oh,
and I'm going to need someone from electronics to come up and have a look at that hi-fi. Hang on, where are you going?
I'm going back for a pump.
So where have you been, anyway?
Oh, you know, Will Mr. Tumble be with us the whole time?
Yeah. He's my new personal assistant.
Oh.
Just kidding, Andy. He's not really.
Ha!
He'd be good, though, I think. Very intelligent animal, the elephant. I mean, he probably wouldn't be all that at answering the phone. Or typing. Or shopping. But
if you need someone to wee all over your grand piano, he's your man.
I think he must have a little bladder infection. He's not normally like this. Have you seen any of the others recently? I heard Steve was back from Alabama.
Yeah, he seems very disillusioned with the Ku Klux Klan. His gardener told him what they stood for, and he was shocked. Cancelled his membership that afternoon.
I got caught out like that with the Lib Dems. Nutters. You're supposed to read the prospectuses, aren't you? But I can never be bothered.
It was always more of a hood thing with Steve. Hoods and setting things on fire.
Well, he was like that in the band, wasn't he?
Happy days. It was the band I wanted to talk about, actually, Dave. I know when we last talked about getting back together, you didn't seem so keen.
How's Monica? She must be, what, 28 or 29 now?
She's 30, believe it or not.
God, is it really 16 years? Where was it you went to get married legally?
Burkina Faso.
That's right. Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso. It's hard to say quickly, isn't it?
Dave!
You try.
Burkina Faso!
Well, you can do it. I suppose you've had to say it more than me. Anniversaries and so on.
Dave! Please! We need your help! We've been offered shed loads to reform, and the only person standing between us and a big payday is you!
Andy? I was the drummer. Who cares whether I'm in the band or not?
It's different with us, though, isn't it? I mean, you've become something of a celebrity in your own right. To put it bluntly, nobody wants us without you.
But that's just it, Andy. You have sat right on the horns of the dilemma and they've punctured both buttocks. You need me in the band because I'm all right for a few quid. But why do I need me in the band? I don't. I don't need to tour. If I want to stay in a Holiday Inn, I just build one. And if I fancy a jam session, to be honest, Andy, there's nothing like playing Stairway to Heaven in your own front room. Plant and Page love the acoustics here.
Could we really not go and talk somewhere more private?
Andy, he's bright, but he's not that bright. He can't understand what we're saying. And even if he could, he'd keep it to himself.
It's just weird, trying to conduct a conversation with an elephant in the room. It's like we're missing the point or something.
How do you mean?
Well, we're talking about the band reforming, but there's an elephant in the room. And we're not talking about the elephant. He just stands there, looking at us.
I'd love to talk about the elephant, but you tell me I was trying to change the subject.
The promoter reckons we could clear 6 million each.
6 million?
1, 2, 2, 2, 4, 2. Dom, you around? I need a word. And bring the checkbook.
No, Dave, that wasn't... I didn't mean to...
Listen, Andy, if I'd run out of fags, you'd give me one, wouldn't you? Oh, thanks very much. Well, this is pretty much the same thing. You've run out of dosh, so I'm going to write you a cheque for 6 million.
Whoa, whoa, I thought I heard you say you're going to write Andy out a cheque for 6 million.
Yeah, except I'm only going to sign my name. You do the numbers bit, it's boring.
Do you think we could speak privately for a moment?
Not you too, Dom. What is it with you people? He doesn't understand English. He doesn't understand any human, as far as I know.
Steady on, Dave. I know he won't take no for an answer, but that's because he's skint. Not because...
Not Andy, Mr. Tumble.
But Mr. Tumble isn't here.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, no, it's all right. He must be in the atrium.
How did he get down there? It's about 8 floors away.
That's what I've been saying. Smart, you see. Now, give me that checkbook. What was it again? 6?
This doesn't feel quite right, to be honest.
Well, what did you say then if you didn't say 6?
No, no, I did say 6, conservatively. But that was a ballpark figure. Not necessarily including T-shirts and other merchandising.
Well, what should we put it at then? 7? 7.5?
Dave, could I have a word?
Let's call it 8. After all, it might have gone even better than expected on the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'll tell you what. Let's round it up to 10. You don't want to discount the possibility of a live album and a DVD tie-in afterwards. I mean, if we're going to bother not doing this tour, we might as well not do it properly. Exploit all the angles.
Right, yeah, I guess so. Let's think big!
Absolutely, who wants to not go all that way for nothing? So, 10 mil Eon. I'll finish it, actually, Dom. I'm in the groove.
Dave, I'm really not sure you should be...
Dom, think about it. Put yourself in my shoes here for a moment. You've got a choice. You can set off for Asia in a small plane with 5 people who don't really get on with each other anymore and come back 10 months later with tinnitus, 2 dodgy knees and an even worse drink habit. Or you can write a cheque for 10 million and stay at home as if nothing had ever happened. Admit it, you'd write the cheque. You'd be mad not to, frankly.
He's got a point.
And anyway, have you heard Andy sing recently?
Steady on, Dave. That's a bit below the belt, isn't it?
No, I'm only kidding. At the same time, we're none of us as young as we were. And he doesn't get any easier, that singy stuff, does it? There you go, mate.
Cheers, Dave. Actually, since you mention it, I've been doing quite a lot of work on my voice recently.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this Finnish vocal coach. Flicker's a masseuse, first and foremost, but she also does voices. Very good she is. Doesn't really speak a word of English, but she makes some incredible sounds. Wild, strange, haunting sounds. Especially the ones with her nose. And often while she's massaging...
Can I just let Dom double-check the notes on that, please, Andy, before you slip it into your pocket? Otherwise we'll have the bank ringing up again.
It's really working well for me. People who've heard me sing say there's a maturity now about my voice, which it didn't have when I wasn't so... mature.
No, you've got 8 notes here, it should be 7.
Good job we looked. Cross one out and initial it.
And that's not how you spell million.
Just put it right, Dom.
Plus, there's a lot of technical stuff Flickr's revealed to me. Stuff I didn't even think about when I was setting out. Things like head notes and chest notes. Here, let me show you. Give me an E on that piano.
An E, you say?
Yeah, something I can tune to.
That's one of the white ones, right?
3 up from middle C. No, hang on, 2 up.
Is that 2 up counting the C or not counting it?
Not counting it. Blimey, Dave, don't you know anything about music?
Again, I have to point out, Andy, I was the drummer. What was music to me? Or me to music?
Fair enough. Anyway, you got it?
Think so, ready?
Hit it!
Ah. I'm afraid the piano's a bit wet.
Never mind, I'll find my own tuning. La 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 la! La 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 la! OK, this is a head note, right? And this is the same note, sung from the chest.
I'm not sure Mr. Tummel's enjoying that, Andy.
Listen again. Head note. Chest note. You hear it? Chest. Head. Chest.
If Mr. Tumbles learned to press the buttons on the lift himself, we might be in trouble here.
As for my range, well, it's just incredible the difference Flicker has made there. I've got a whole octave at the bottom that I never used to have. As for the top, well, I'm going at least half an octave higher than before my voice broke. Check this out. La 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 la!
Mr. Tumble! No! Get back! Back!
Look out, Andy! He's got a log!
Help!
So let's get this straight. Andy comes round here, pockets a cheque for £10 million, screams like a banshee and terrifies Mr. Tumble. Mr. Tumble loses it and smashes up most of Zone 3, and Andy whacks me with a loss of earnings suit. I'm aggrieved, Dom.
I'm not surprised.
Aggrieved and a little hurt. What is hysterical muteness, anyway?
It's sort of what it sounds like, as far as I can tell from Google. Andy became hysterical and he went mute.
So he can't sing?
Can't even speak, he says.
Aha! How does he say?
In a letter to his lawyer.
Oh, thought we might have caught him out.
Afraid not. Good try, though. Very cunning.
Let's look at this logically. What did he think the £10 million was for? It was for loss of earnings, wasn't it? I was paying him not to sing.
His lawyer's saying that the money you gave him enabled him to embark on his solo career.
Oh.
And now that's over before it started.
He couldn't have got a booking in the Frog and Tadpole as a solo artist.
He's produced all sorts of offers from Japan and Germany.
Japan and Germany! Japan and Germany! Why don't they ever forget? Is it something to do with the war, do you think? Is it the guilt? Can't we just forgive them? Good morning, Mother.
Well, it's not, is it?
Isn't it?
No. It's 12:45. It's lunchtime. I've missed my coffee and they've sold out of the express in your W.H. Smith's. The old day's ruined.
Did you have a sleep?
No, I did not oversleep. I've been trying to drive out of my bedroom since 7:30, but there's an elephant parked across the entrance.
I've told you the drill if Mr. Tumble blocks you in. I don't know what you do with all those foghorns I give you.
I haven't lost this one. I was blasting away on it and he didn't take the blindest bit of notice. Why can't he sleep outside with the rest of Billy Smart's circus?
Are you sure Mr. Tumble hasn't passed on, Mrs. Mabbott?
Yes, I'm sure. I don't want to go into why I'm sure, but I'm sure.
I told you, bladder infection.
Got nothing to do with his bladder.
I know you're squeamish, Mother, but when it comes to Mr. Tumble's health, I need you to be more specific. Has he moved to his bowels?
No, there's nothing wrong with him. Things were moving up and down.
What things?
I think he must have been dreaming.
Dreaming?
You know, dreaming about lady elephants.
Cows?
Cows? Oh, that's just wrong.
No, lady elephants are called cows. How did he get out, anyway?
Oh, he just woke up of his own accord in the end. Would help if he had more to do. Somewhere to go of a morning.
Well, jobs for elephants are to come by in Dorset, Mother.
Oi, less of your sarcasm. You're not too old for a clip round the ear. I know he can't work, or he won't work anyway, but you can make him go to a class or something. Occupational therapy.
Dave.
What?
You don't think... You said Mr. Tumble never seemed himself after the incident with Andy.
No, he was very grumpy.
Well, grumpy and unresponsive, you said.
Where are you going with this, Dom?
Well, don't you see? Unresponsive, grumpy, the foghorn. I think he's gone deaf.
That's it. You're right. Andy's destroyed his hearing. When we went for a walk after Andy had been taken away and I tried to give him a little talking to, he kept turning towards me and I thought, what's going on here? But now I understand.
What was it, Dave?
Don't you get it? He was trying to lip read. He's even more intelligent than I thought he was. Poor sod. Andy's perforating Mr. Tumble's eardrum. It's very nasty, that. We did it to Rose A2M at the Hammersmith Odeon once. Oh, it's a weird experience, watching people listening to you with blood coming out of their ears. Not a single one of them tried to move further back, though. That's the kind of audience we had in those days.
Of course, it might not be a physical impairment. It might be psychological. It might be, in fact, hysterical deafness.
I think we need a little meeting.
My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears cool blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nona.
Mr. Abbott, please. I hardly think this proves anything one way or the other.
That's his favourite song. He usually does a little dance. Doesn't he, Dom?
I have never, ever seen him just lie there when you sung that.
And because your elephant isn't dancing, you expect my client to pay this ridiculous counterclaim.
Why is it any more ridiculous than his? Mr. Tumble lies there not hearing, and Andy just stands there not talking. What gives us the right to say that one disability is more disabling than the other?
Mr. Mabbott, please, let's not be frivolous. My client is a singer who can't sing. You have an elephant who can't hear.
And your point is...
I hardly think the loss of earnings argument applies to Mr. Tumble, does it?
Really, let's say you've got a vacancy for an elephant and there are two contenders. And one leaps around like Billy Elliot when he sings My Old Man's a Dustman and the other one just sits there. Who are you going to give the job to? Realistically. Political correctness aside, it's not funny, Andy.
As I understand it, Mr. Tumble is living here precisely because you wish to rescue him from employment.
He was pulling a little cart. Round and round a ring. It wasn't satisfying employment. Anyway, as I keep saying, the only reason Andy was here in the first place was because he didn't want to work. That's true, Andy. He is. Anyway, it's not just the professional side of things. Mr. Tumble's lost value as a companion. You have to understand, surely, that in any ordinary relationship with an elephant, when your verbal communication goes... There's not a lot left. Ignore that.
It's my client's contention that the relationship between yourself and the elephant had already fundamentally and irretrievably broken down to the point where the elephant was clearly roaming loose about the place, mindful only of its own interests and taking unwarranted, inconvenient and possibly even health-threatening liberties with your soft furnishings.
Well, your client would. I mean, he would say it if he could speak. Would.
Gentlemen, this bickering serves no useful purpose.
It's a one-sided argument, if you ask me. Is.
Mr. Mabbott!
It was him too.
Enough! We seem to be going round in circles.
Tell Mr. Tumble about it. Story of his life, until I took him in.
Either we now move swiftly and in a mature manner to an amicable and mutually agreeable settlement, or my client and I shall have no option but to advance this matter to court.
To court? To court? There isn't a court in the land that would find that elephant guilty. There isn't a court in the land that would get him through the door, for one thing.
Then you leave us no option, Mr. Mabbott. My client and I shall be on our way, and you, sir, will be hearing from us.
Ugh. Ah, to hell with it. I can't be doing with this. It's too depressing. I've got far better things to do with my time, like far better things. It's only money anyway. Fetch the checkbook, Dom. Then we can get this soul-destroying business over with and go back to our lives. And some of us, Andy, can go away and attempt to live with our consciences.
I'm glad you're finally beginning to see reason, Mr. Mabbott.
Move your fat backside, you great lump! No, not you, you stupid animal. This long-haired doorstop here who fancies himself as a singer. Tone deaf, if you ask me.
Mrs. Mabbott, with respect, you don't win best vocalist in the Melody Maker Readers... Damn it!
Aha! Not so mute now, Andy.
No, quite recovered by the sound of it. Hysterical, maybe, but not mute. Dom... Show these fraudsters to the door, would you? And Mother, pass me that horn again a second. Yes, I thought so. He's back. Mr. Tumble is back with us. Oh, Mr. Tumble, we have missed you. My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears called blimey trousers. Come on, Mr. Tumble, that's the way. Kick it up, old son. He wears called blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat.
This is the right thing to do, isn't it, Dom?
Dave, this is the right thing to do. You know it is.
You're absolutely sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
It's the right time?
It's the right time.
Okay. How do I work this thing?
It's pretty simple. You put your finger on that triggery thing there and squeeze.
That simple?
That simple.
It won't be painful, will it?
Well, it could give you a fairly nasty nip if you trap your finger in it, but it should be all right as long as you're careful.
Okay, then. Ready?
Ready.
Really ready?
Really ready.
Right. Here we go. No, it's no good. I can't do it.
Here. Let me have a go. Oh, you're right. It was a bit stiff.
Nightmare. Those catches on them crates. You need fingers of blooming steel.
Oh, no, look, though. There she goes, straight towards him.
Go on, babe, that's the way. Go on, Fifi. Meet your new boyfriend.
Aww.
Oh, look at Mr. Tumble. Tossing his head, he's made up.
Oh, he's been a different elephant since you put him back in his enclosure, Dave.
Different since the old business, really. Amazing, wasn't it? The deafness just kind of drained out of
him. Who even knew a bladder infection could go up into the ears like that?
Well, the ears are always going to be a vulnerable area for your elephant, Tom.
Oh, no, no, look, they're holding trunks. Oh, he's found Yoko, Dave.
Yoko or Linda. Look, he's leading her to the leather sofa. Oh, this is so moving. And so right. What's he doing?
He's picking the sofa up. Oh, there. Heading off into the trees together.
Should we follow them?
No, Dave. Let's let them go.
You're right. We must leave them, hard though it is. For the true test of love's strength lies in the letting go.
Who said that?
I did just then. But I think I was remembering somebody. Sting, possibly. Cup of tea back at the house.
That'd be nice.
It'll feel a bit empty over there with Mr. Tumble back in his pen.
Bound to.
But having the panther around is going to help.
The panther?
Yeah, Dougal. Come on. Come and meet him. We're going to need to call the butcher, by the way, and tell him we need a fresh carcass daily. Organic in parlour, if he can manage it. And another tree for the atrium. But a really thick one this time.
Williams as Dave, with Russell Tovey as Dom. Linda Bellingham as Dave's mum. Gus Brown as the lawyer. And special guest, Noddy Holder as Andy, the lead singer. It was written by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith, and the producer was Lucy Armitage.